Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't feel, touch a country in the city.
Little Atlanta rhythm section there for you, bringing us back 7:23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Happy New Year, everybody! It's New Year's Day. I'm broadcasting live, and my 13th consecutive New Year's program, and I'm glad to be here with you. We got. I want to talk about in the previous segment. I talked about how proud I am of all of you who survived 2009, who made it, who actually ran your business and operated for survival, and as we talked about all last year, and made it to the end zone. You made it to the goal line, at least into 2010. Still a lot of work left to be done, no question about it. Now I want to talk about those folks who didn't make it. Those of you who your business didn't make it in 2009 for whatever reason or whatever else happened to you. Maybe your business didn't make it through 2008. Some of that happened. There were people who didn't make it through the fourth quarter of 2008. I want to throw a couple of things out at you. Let me read this list of things. I really want you to pay attention to this, folks. I want you to see if you recognize this person. This man failed in business one year. He lost an election the next year. He tried another business the next year and it failed. His fiance died 2 years later. 1 year later, he had a nervous breakdown. 7 years later, he ran for another office and was defeated. Second election, he lost. He ran again 5 years later and was defeated again. He ran for another office 6 years later and was defeated again. He ran for another office the next year and he lost that election. What is that, five now? The next year he ran for another office and was defeated again. Finally, the next year, literally the next year, he ran for another office and he succeeded. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 major defeats in a period of 30 years. 10 major blows to the gut. At least one blow to the heart. And yet he persevered. I bet you know who I'm talking about, don't you? It was someone who's considered one of the great presidents of America, of the United States, Abraham Lincoln. You know, his face is on Mount Rushmore. What about that? I mean, this man, if you ever get into a pity party about how bad you had it and how can you go on? Why should I keep trying? Go read about Abraham Lincoln's travails. Those were all real elections that I told you about. His business failures, his fiance dying. I mean, this man had some trouble in his life, and yet he persevered. And apparently, while he was president, based on our Lincoln scholars, Gene Griceman, the most notable in our Brain Trust, you know, had a good humor about himself in those days. And so here's the thing, folks. If you have not been successful in business, maybe there are two things I want to tell you. Number one, maybe failure was giving you good information. Maybe you weren't ready. Maybe it wasn't time. Maybe you don't need to be a business owner. It's not for everybody. If it were easy, monkeys would be doing it. My friends, if you failed and there were other circumstances, it's quite possible that it wasn't your fault. I'm not trying to take you off the hook. You need to look at that real hard. You need to look at yourself real hard. But I will tell you, there's some businesses out of business right now because of what other people did. That's what part of this recession we were in right now has been caused by the behavior of other people, and you could have been collateral damage. But here's the thing I wanted to tell you. Here's the most important thing I wanted to tell you. In most countries, but especially in America, we have something called redemption here. We have something that we have. It's the beautiful thing about the marketplace in most places is that if you fail, you can rise from those ashes. You can come back. And I will tell you something else. I have failed. I've closed up more than one business, my friends. And I will tell you that you know, you can come back. You can redeem yourself. You can be redeemed by the marketplace. But only if you really want it. You know how many failures, business failures, Henry Ford had before he hit on the idea of Ford Motor Company and the assembly line at the age of 51. He'd already failed 5 times. The man who started Macy's had failed like 8 times back in the 1800s. I mean, you've got all these people, all these stories of redemption, of failure and redemption. So, my friends, as we enter 2010, whatever you decide to do, wherever you've been, whatever has happened to you in the past, you can be redeemed. But first, you have to redeem yourself. Think about that as we move into the new year. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Worry the bottle, mama. It's great.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.